All right. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. So hello and welcome to our May Exceptional Connections bonus call. These calls are hosted and highlight our monthly educational Exceptional Connections luncheon speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So thanks for joining us on the call on this gorgeous Friday, May 26, 2017, here in the Pacific Northwest. So happy Friday to everyone on the call, as well as to those of you who are listening to this recording. We are super excited that Kirsten O'Shields was the featured guest speaker at our sold-out Tuesday, May 9th Exceptional Connections luncheon. So at this dynamic event, she spoke about body language in business, gain influence without saying a word. It's my pleasure and great honor to introduce Kirsten as the presenter of our bonus call today that's being offered to our Exceptional Connections community. So Kirsten O'Shields is the executive presentation coach, speaker, body language strategist, and private voice teacher in the Seattle and greater Puget Sound area for over 20 years. Kirsten specializes in framing the masterpiece of each person's message, performance, and business by enhancing nonverbal communication with body posture, body gesturing, facial expressions, and clarifying the physical voice. So Kirsten has generously agreed to share with us for about 20 to 30 minutes about the mechanisms of body language. So the way it's going to go this afternoon is she's going to then open up the call for Q&A with a plan to end before 3 p.m., but be sure to stay on the line until the end, as we'll also be sharing information with our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered in our Exceptional Connections community and to learn how to, you know, stay in touch with Kirsten and other opportunities to work with her. So Kirsten, without further ado, I want to turn it over to you.
Thank you again for having me. And today I would really love to share how body language works and how it's connected to your mindset, because a lot of people will show up and say, well, I feel like I'm showing up confident. I feel like I'm showing up really shy in different ways when we're having conversations, but they don't truly understand where that particular body language is coming from. Now, as the only body language strategist in the country, I get the question a lot. What's the difference between being a body language expert and being a body language strategist? A body language expert reads body language and just tells you what is happening. You know, this person is lying to you. This person is telling the truth. This person is feeling like they're insecure, which is a part of communication, being able to read those things. With body language strategy, what we do is I help people create affirmative, decisive, and purposeful action to create a very specific culture and results around themselves. So you're not just reading another person's body language. You're showing up with your own purposeful and very intent, authentic, driven body language to create the response you want from people around you, to communicate better with people, to get faster, quicker results, which not only affect your business, but affect every ounce of your life. So it's amazing for me to watch people go from not feeling so confident, not really sure how they're showing up, to starting to learn body language strategy, be very aware of what they're communicating, because 80% of communication is nonverbal. So how you're showing up is really what you're saying. A very small portion of that is the information. So you want to make sure, yes, your information needs to be correct. Yes, it needs to be concise and clear. However, you want to show up backing up your body language, or backing up your communication with really purposely and authentically exuding what you want people to know, what you want people to hear, what you want people to see. Because as humans, our brains are wired to emotionally respond to what we physically see, hear, and experience. And we're just built to do that. It's not a conscious decision, but that's what we make our conscious decisions off of. So when we have a certain experience with someone, that gets back into our subconscious, and we start making certain decisions about that person now on a cognitive level after we have emotionally responded, not before. So that's the process of how we communicate with others. So if you're not certain how you're showing up, then there could be a big loss in part of the communication that's happening between people. Allowing yourself the ability and the awareness of truly showing up exactly how you want to allows you to create the culture of how people respond to you, of how work gets done, how your kids respond to you, how your husband or wife responds to you. It's really how you give people permission to interact with you. And therefore, what you reflect out is what's reflected back to you. And I say this to my clients all the time. If you're waiting for a reaction, you're too late. You have to reflect out the reaction you would like back. As humans, we have what are called mirror neurons. And mirror neurons are part of how the brain fires when we feel a connection with someone. And we start to mirror back what we see, because that's our way of communicating. I feel in connection with you. You are now someone who I want in my tribe. And we see this at the malls all the time. You see little groups of people walking around, and it can be of all different ages. But they're tending to walk in the same manner. They gesture in the same manner. They have the same type of facial expressions. They have the same type of vocal inflection. They even start wearing the same type of clothing. And that's what I call a tribe identifier. Once we've made that emotional connection with a particular group, we then start to adorn ourselves with that same type of clothing, accessories, hairstyle. Those are all the tribe identifiers that are still a part of our nonverbal communication. And the more consistent you are with your body language, your tribe identifiers, and then on top of that, your verbal communication, then you come across as the person who people just get. Like, I totally understand what type of person she is. She's really clear about how she wants to show up. When you're that person who shows up really authentically, you're much easier to work with. We don't have question marks about you. When we have question marks hovering above our head about a person or a situation, humans will move to know the more question marks they have. So once I start wondering, well, what about this? You know, I'm not sure if she's invested in this situation. I'm not sure she understands what's going on. I'm not sure she wants to be here. The more question marks we have about a person, the faster we will say no to that person or to that situation. So showing up clearly on every aspect of who you are allows people the opportunity to connect with you on a very deep level very quickly. And that speeds the process of communication in general, because now they're not going to second guess what you're saying. They're going to buy in to what you are saying to them. In business, that's huge, because that allows your projects to move through faster. If everybody's questioning every single thing you want to do in a project, that's going to really make for, number one, a horrible meeting, because that's exhausting, and it's hard on the ego, and you start second-guessing everything you're doing, and so everybody's backpedaling instead of a project moving forward. So when you can create a clear communication with your team and your businesses, you are now not only being a better leader, you are, as a person, you are being a better leader in getting projects to move through faster, to getting results faster, and that affects the bottom line of your business. And every time your communication works faster, you will see a higher, faster result with higher outcomes of happiness in your team, quickness of the project being done, and therefore more money being made by everybody involved. So how do you do that? How do you make yourself show up authentically, purpose-driven, every single time you walk into the room? Because that's when we start to assess this particular aspect about you. Are you someone that we want around us? It's been proven by Princeton University that people assess others on the aspect of attractiveness and safety within the first tenth of a second. So they decide, are you hot? And are you someone I want to be around? Do I feel safe around you? And when we say safe, we're not just talking physically, we're talking emotionally, because the brain does not distinguish between the two. Safety will trigger the fight or flight symptoms and syndrome emotionally and physically both. So that happens within the first tenth of a second. That's, I mean, you blink an eye and that decision is made. And then within the rest of the first half a second, we now decide what kind of person you are. Are you a nice person? Are you a grumpy person? Do you have kids or do you live by yourself? Are you a cat person or are you a dog person? All these type of things are assessed within the first half a second. On top of the first tenth of the second, that was assessing, are you attractive and are you a safe person for me to be around? So a lot of decisions are made within a half a second. So that's the moment you walk in the door. That's all that time you get to make a first impression. And first impressions are lasting. It takes a full 10 one-on-one hours to completely erase a first impression. That's a lot of time spent to try to change someone's idea about you. So what that means is you would have to take a full work week to completely change 4 people's first impression of you. Anybody who owns a business or is trying to move forward in business and succeed does not have that kind of time. No one has that kind of time, and no one wants to spend that kind of time trying to change other people's minds. So showing up on purpose right away, showing up with your intent, showing up authentic and genuine, the second you walk in the door will serve every ounce of your business and every ounce of every interaction you have with anybody, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's one to a group. So you have to ask yourself, how am I showing up? Do you know how you're showing up? Do you know how people are viewing you? Because as we just discovered, they have already made a lot of decisions about you in the first half a second that they met you. So how are you showing up? Body language strategy allows you to learn how you're showing up and then take that to the next level of learn how to actually show up the way you want to. In body language strategy, I work with my clients to create the body language that exudes what you want people to know about you immediately, not over time, immediately. And then keeping that body language strategy consistent then builds trust as you're working with people, because now they see you're like that all the time. And in business, trust is everything. We as humans only spend money if we're heart connected to it. People will drive an extra mile or two down the road to a different store because that store carries, quote unquote, my gum. We get so connected to products once we decide they're ours, and we will only spend money on that. How many people refer to, well, this is my perfume, or my hairstylist, Maya is one of the first words we use as when we're starting to learn language as babies. And it gets annoying because little ones will constantly go around, Maya, Maya, Maya. It's a concept we learn very, very, very young, and it's one that sticks with us through our entire life. So we take that into our spending habits. How we spend money is how we associate our personal connection to that particular product. Taking that connection to the next level now takes it to connecting to you as a person connected to that business. So how people view you is how they view your business. And therefore, that's how they're going to personally connect to your business. And that 100% affects their decision-making process on whether or not they're going to spend money on that, and therefore on you. So how are you showing up? Do you know how you're showing up to connect to your target audience? Do you know that how people are seeing you is how they're walking away with you? That's how they go home with you and your business in their head. And that's where they make the decision, yes, I'm going to call this person because they're the one I need to work with. They're the one who has the product or the service that I need because I really felt connected to them. And creating that connection is one of the largest aspects of building your business. If you're not creating connections, you are going to have a very difficult time getting your business to grow and succeed. I have people come to me all the time saying, I really enjoy speaking with you. I really feel like I can connect with you when I'm talking about different aspects of my body language or just my presence in general. And that's because my body language is very consistent. I show up the same way 24/7. So even when I run into clients or people, target audience people that I've talked to in the past, they'll say to me, you know, it was so great to run into you. I feel like it's so easy to talk to you. And even to the point of my personal presence has actually helped me to have business chase me down in the street. Now, if you haven't had that happen before, I will let you know it is an absolutely fantastic experience. I had a speaking opportunity, and so I set up the event, and it happened to be in an area that was close to one of my friends who I hadn't seen for a while. So I called her up and said, hey, I'm going to be out in your area speaking. I have a little time beforehand. Let's get together and have some coffee before I have to go do my speaking engagement. So we set that up, and I got there early, but I was already dressed up and ready to go for my presentation. So we sat there and had girl time and had a really fun time. And then it was time to go. And I'm walking out the door. And as I'm walking out the door, someone taps me on the shoulder. And I turn around and I look at this woman who's standing behind me. And she said, hi, I wanted to come up and talk to you. And she said, I hope you don't find this strange, but I just wanted to let you know that I really noticed you in the coffee shop. You really stood out to me. And as I'm watching you and your friend speak, I have to tell you, number one, you look fabulous. You look so well put together and so poised. And on top of that, you just look like you're so much fun. And I just had to come let you know. And I smiled at her and I said, well, thank you so much. And maybe we should hang out. So we started talking some more. And I found out that she was a local politician, and she was looking to up her game and up-level her campaigning skills. So I gave her one really quick little body language strategy about her hands and how she moved her hands. And when I did that, she's like, oh, my gosh, you're so right. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I would really like to talk to you about this some more. So we set up another coffee date, and we got together and chatted over coffee. And by the end of our time together, she signed up for my biggest package. Now, I didn't know this woman even existed before she came up and tapped me on the shoulder because I was so focused on my time with my friend. However, because my presence is so specific and very consistent, just me walking in, me being myself, and how I carry myself on a regular basis got me business. So I ask you again, how are you showing up? Do you know? Most people are only aware of 40, on a really good day, 50% of their body language. So that's another 50% that who knows what's happening? Who knows what you're communicating? You might be saying something that you really aren't meaning to communicate, and you walk away from that conversation going, I'm not sure why they didn't get what I was saying or why I didn't feel like we had a really great connection. And I hear that a lot from people that I talk to at networking events, of people saying, well, I get up and I talk about my business, but I just don't feel like I'm connecting with people about it. And a lot of times it's because of their body language. It's because of their nonverbal communication. The information is not enough. If you're only showing up with 20% of your communication, you're really missing the mark. And I ask people, well, do you only want to make 20% of your business? Well, no. Everybody wants to make 200% of their business. They want their business to grow like crazy and see their income go up. Well, only showing up with a concise 20% is not going to be enough. Now, at the same time, do you only want to make 80% of your business? That's not bad, but still, you're looking at only a B minus. So it's learning to show up with every ounce of your business 24/7. And because nonverbal communication is 80% of that, you want to make sure that is coming across with clarity and consistency. Now, let's talk a little bit about the mindset of body language. Now, body language is driven from the brain and your thought processes. Your mindset directly drives your body language. And let me explain it in this way. Your body has two different modes that it works in. It has an active state and it has an inactive state. It's either doing something or it's not. So if someone's brain dead, what's the body doing? Nothing. Okay? It's not getting any input at all from the brain, so it just lays there. So your mindset, your thought processes is what completely drives every ounce of your body language. Now, here's one thing I want you to take into consideration. There is no don't state in body language and in how the body responds to the thought process. It's either active or inactive. It only knows how to respond to those two things. So let's go to mindset for a second. If the majority of the time you're walking into a situation and in your own self-talk, you're talking about the situation to yourself in language such as, I don't feel comfortable. I don't know if these people are going to accept me or not. I don't feel like I'm going to do a good job. Let's take don't out of some of those sentences. So if you're saying, people aren't going to respond to me well, that causes the body to pull inward, okay? Because now the body doesn't have an active thing to respond to. You've only given it a don't. So if you say, I want to be confident, okay, that's an action statement. Now the body's going to kick into action, and there, when you say don't, you're not giving it an active statement to work with. So it doesn't know how to compute that, and it goes straight into defensive mechanism. So now what happens is because you've had this thought process of negativity, the body pulls inward. It's now tight through the chest and the torso. You're not breathing as well. And now you come across tense. Now you come across with anxiety. Now you come across unsure. And remember, what you reflect out is what is reflected back to you. So now you've asked everybody with your body language to respond to you in a tense, unsure way. So now physically they're going to pull away from you. They're going to start having question marks because they're unsure about you. And now they're going to start thinking about the different ways they're unsure about you, because that's the body language you have communicated out to them. So I want you to think about what kind of language are you using to induce your body language strategy. And that's the first place I work with my clients, is we work with mindset execution to make sure we have a very concise and clear mindset and goals that we're driving to, so that way the body language shows up that way. It shows up on purpose. So that's how we create that purposeful, intention-driven, authentic body language strategy. We start with the mindset. We start with creating goals of, okay, really, where do you want your life and your business to go? Let's be very specific about that. Now, let's build body language strategy that matches those things. And let's build thought processes that support that, so the body will automatically go into action when you walk into different situations and different interactions with people, instead of walking into a room and going into an automatic defensive reactive state where the body pulls inward and comes across unsure. So ask yourself, do I show up with positive, affirmative, purpose-driven mindset and self-talk? And therefore, do I show up with positive, affirmative-driven body language? Or do I constantly walking around second-guessing myself? Do I constantly walk around thinking this isn't going to work? Because then that's what you're transmitting out. So I love helping people step into their greatness every single day, knowing they have their goals set, knowing exactly what they want, moving forward physically with action into that space into their life, allowing and accepting positive things to come to them. So that way you're creating that positive, purpose-driven culture that you want in your life every single day. And so I would love to, at this point, open to questions. So that way I can be specific to serving you and what your goals are with your body language and your culture.
Well, I have a question. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
May I ask it, Cindy? Can I
go ahead? Go for it.
Okay. So I'm not sure this will make sense, but so it's a mindset thing, and so you're talking to yourself before you go into, for example, a network marketing group, and you're thinking about having courage and having confidence, and you're conscious of where your hands are and how your back is straight. And I mean, doesn't all that work come across to somebody else as phony because you haven't practiced it enough? I mean, you have to be in those groups, you know, in order to practice it. So, I mean,
right.
I'm just who I am. So I always thought that I don't have any control about what others think of me. But
oh, you have total control. Yeah, absolutely 100% control.
If I'm conscientious of it, then I'm not going to be thinking about questions to ask those people to engage them in conversation.
Right. And so when it comes to body language, you are correct of it. It's part of it is habit, right? A lot of people show up with very specific habits, whether they're good habits or bad habits. And that's part of body language strategy, is we're now going to build in affirmative, positive habits into the physicality. Now, at first, it does feel very different, because I'm going to ask you to do different things with your body. Now, at first, it takes practice. You are totally correct on that. However, as we go along, it starts to feel more natural. it starts to feel easier to do it on a regular basis. And then we keep going forward with that until this is now a part of your natural presence. So then it's not mm-hmm. something you have to, you know, really feel like you're fighting for to try to get. And then it doesn't show up phony. It doesn't show up as if, oh, this person is just trying to be, you know, a bat in a bag of chips. It's about showing up very specifically the way you want people to see you and you want the way you want people to engage with you. So that's why I work with people for a few months over, you know, depending on which package that they hire me for. And mm-hmm. but that's one of the reasons why it takes time, because we do have to create a different default into the muscle structure and into the systems, because I am going to ask those muscles and everything to start working differently. So I have my clients do stretches. I have them do different physical activities to help their bodies get into a state where it will easily accept these new things.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other questions?
This is Sandy. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsten. Kirsten, I wanted to ask you, do you have a website?
I do. My website is www.kirstenoshields. That's spelled KerstenOshields.com.
Okay.
That's KerstenOshields.com.
Okay. And you said something about packages on there in your discussion. Is that where you have some information on what kinds of packages that you have available?
Well, what I start with is I like to do an intro session for people to find out if this is a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. And so what I offer is an introductory session. So that's an hour-long session that we do online. We do it over Zoom. So I coach nationally. I have people that I meet with every week in different states because I do my coaching online. And I record it. And the nice thing is, because it's recorded, you have it as a tool to go back and review later, to use it as a resource tool. And so I offer an introductory session for $149. And so that gives me the opportunity to learn more about your business, what your goals are, where you feel like you're having issues, and how you're showing up, and what differences you would like to work on in your presence and in your business. And then we discuss the package that would work for you at that point.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in doing an introductory session, you can contact me through my website, or you can contact me through my email, which is oshieldstudio, that's oshieldstudio at gmail.com. So there's two S's in the middle of that email. Did you have any other questions, Sally? Or does anybody else have any questions?
I want to chime in, Kirsten. This is Cindy. I love what you're – so first of all, thank you so much for sharing. So much great content and great reminders for all of us on, you know, how we show up in a room and how quickly – you know, as humans, we assess others, right?
It's lightning quick. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And you know, even more so than I thought. And really, it shows how we really do need to, you know, be conscious of that. Because when you're saying it takes 10 one-on-one sessions to erase a negative first impression, that's a lot to overcome, right?
That's a lot of time. And the impression will slowly change as you spend those 10 hours. But it, you know, it takes that time to completely erase a first impression. And I've had a lot of people that I've talked to, and they'll say, well, people, once you get to know me, then you'll get this about me. And my response to that has been, well, they're working that first impression that they're getting from you, they're working 100% off of what you are showing at that point. They're not guessing anything. And why are you making people wait to find that out about you? If that's what you really want people to know about you, why not show up with that immediately so they get it? And you don't have to go through that whole huge process of, well, once you get to know me, you'll figure this out. That's asking a lot of other people to invest in you who may or may not get the result of the person that they're looking for.
That's so interesting, because how many times have I heard, have you and I heard people say that? And
people just say it all the time.
There's so much that they have to overcome as opposed to just setting a good first impression. It's really staggering when I think about that. I especially like when you talk about tribe identifier, because I tend to relate to my exceptional connections. I call it a community. So we all have different identifiers for that group that we connect with, right?
Right.
I love what you said about the tribe identifiers in terms of the clothing and accessories. And I noticed that when I start going to groups, people start looking, they dress similarly, even in a corporate setting or in a networking setting.
Yeah, they absolutely
very
do. It's fascinating.
To be a student of human nature is a great thing, isn't it?
It's fascinating. I love my job because as I'm looking at all this, it's just a huge playground for me the entire time. But getting back to tribe identifiers, tribe identifiers is one of the things that can get that hindrance of a first impression to either work or not work, because it allows people to see who you want to connect with. Now, it doesn't mean people from different tribes can't connect. It's not about that. It's just about showing exactly what you want people to understand about you. So, for example, let's say there's a women's convention, women's business convention. Okay, but if I walk up and I see a gentleman who is in tattoos from head to toe, has a huge amount of piercings, is wearing a lot of leather, but he's trying to sell me perfume, to me, I'm seeing a disconnect in tribe identifiers.
Mm.
Right? Where if he's part of a body tattooing piercing convention, he fits right in, right? He's showing all the tribe identifiers that communicate the purpose of that event. So taking the time to make sure your tribe identifiers are actually connecting to the environment that you want around you? And I had a really interesting experience. I've done a few college workshops helping kids get ready for scholarships and for interviews. And I did an open workshop, and I had this girl show up, and her mom had heard about my particular workshop from a friend. And she shows up. And her name, the young girl's name was Raven. And she had very tight black clothing on. She had really spiky purple hair, which was actually really cute on her face. And she had piercings, all over her face. And I went, okay, all right. And again, I think, anybody can show up with intelligence no matter what your tribe identifiers are. So, for me, it was if you're here to gain this information and this knowledge and put it to good use, awesome. Come in the door. So we spent a moment in the workshop where we were going over how to walk in the door, because that's just when you get the first impression. And so I had each kid walk across the room. And I'm trying to show them confidence, and, fluidity is what shows competence, and I'm explaining all these things. And it's Raven's turn, and she does this real heavy swagger that's, very intimidating. And she gets across the room and she goes, she turns to her friend, she goes, "That was pretty badass, wasn't it?" Mm-hmm. And I turned to her and I said, "You know what? That was. If that's what you're going for, that was pretty impressive." And she just, you know, kind of gave me like this little smirk and I said, "So here's something I want you to think about, Raven." I said, "I want you to know that I have been personally trained by an ex-recon Marine on personal defense to the point where I know how to rip someone's eyeballs out." I said, "However, I don't exude that in my presence because I don't want to be put in that situation where I have to do that on a regular basis. That is only strictly for an emergency basis." I said, "So I don't walk around exuding that out for people to know that about me because I don't want to attract that. So if you're constantly walking around in a defensive mode and trying to look like you can kick everybody's butt, that's the kind of environment you're asking for to come to you on a regular basis. And so you have to make a decision for yourself, is that the environment you want around you 24/7? And she just got quiet.
That's a great point.
Uh-huh. And then a couple months later, I went into a store to get some food, and Raven was behind the counter. She was dressed nicely. She still had short, spiky hair, but it wasn't purple anymore. It was still really cute. All her piercings were gone. And when I walked up, she gave me a big smile. I was like, "Oh, my goodness. Hi, how are you?" And she was like, "Oh, my gosh, you're the lady who taught me how to get a job." And wow. I just, that made my heart sink so much that she took to heart that she realized she has the power to create her culture around her with how she shows up. And so, I mean, that's one of those moments that, yeah, it's one of those moments that will stick with me for a very long time because it was just so amazing to watch someone, even that young, get that and then choose to step into their own greatness to make their life better.
Wow.
So that's an example of how, yes, you fully can create your own culture and you have full control over how people respond to you. 100%. You create that culture. You create that presence that gives people the permission to respond to you in a certain way. And that's just, it's with how you show up.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And it's interesting how she translated your, you know, heartfelt message to her, you know what I mean, to make a difference in her life and in your feedback, I should say, and how she showed up. Even by her walk
right.
and how she dressed and donned herself, but she, for her, it became practical advice on how to get a job, because you never
right.
said to her, "This is what you need to do to get a job."
No, I didn't. I pointed out to her, "You have to decide what your culture is going to be and what you want to attract." That's all I said to her, and I was very
right.
specific about that because right. I could tell as soon as I went into "you should be doing this kind of mode," she would shut off.
Right,
because that's what kids are used to being, you know, you need to do this, you need that. And for me, it was, I just communicated to her, you have the ability to decide. So what's your decision going to be? And, you know, for me, it was a joy to see that she took that and made it into something really positive for herself.
Right.
And I think the story you told her, I think that was really effective because of how you were being that day and what you could have been. I think that resonated with her, and that's
mm-hmm.
why she remembered it and took it to heart, and it was the story that you told.
Well, I think it gave her permission to still have her strong side, but
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you have to show up defending yourself 24/7. They don't have to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that gets lost in translations to kids, especially at a younger age, of not understanding being tough doesn't mean going around beating everybody up. You know, being strong doesn't mean you have to do those kind of actions. Being strong can be represented in a different way. And so that's what brings me huge amounts of joy, is to help. And this is one of my underlying passion, especially for businesswomen, is I truly, truly want to see more businesswomen understand how to show up with both grace and strength very closely entwined with each other, because that's what I think our business world needs more of right now. And I think my true feeling is that's actually what's going to help businesswomen get into a point of equality when it comes to earning standards, when it comes to more women representing high-end level positions at, you know, these Fortune 500 companies. Most people either show up with grace, but they don't show up with a backbone, or they show up with strength, but they're really aggressive. Mm. And my personal feeling is you can show up with both and let them work together and let them be the combination that uplifts everybody and uplevels the situation to excellence, instead of just bulldozing through it or just hoping things will work.
That's beautiful. I love that. And thank you again for just really articulating that so concisely, that that is your passion, to help women to show up with both grace and strength, and that's possible to do that. It's not an oxymoron if they're doing one or the other.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's so beautiful to bring those two, and it's, you know, it's a yin-yang thing. They feed off of each other, and a lot of people don't think about it that way, but grace and strength feed and help so much progress, and again, it's a way to, I really think that's the basis, especially for women in business, because we are natural collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, who we are at the core. And when you only try to show up with one, you're really only showing up with half the skill set of what collaboration is, because collaboration is grace and strength.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, that's so true. So beautiful. So, well, thank you. Those are wonderful tips and great reminders. So can I just ask you, because Exceptional Connections focus is all about networking skills. You know, you and I have talked about, and we actually even previewed one of your networking nuggets from our May networking event. But can you, in closing, just give us maybe some top three body language tips on how to show up as your best self to a networking event, whether it's walking into the room, how to prepare, just who you're being in a meeting? Is there anything that comes to mind just quickly as three top things that you would want us to be kind of aware of in the networking setting?
Absolutely. Number one is posture. Posture, posture, posture. I can't talk about posture enough. Walk with tall, fluid posture. That is the number one thing that makes a person look confident, is posture. So you're automatically showing up as a leader, you're automatically showing up confident in what you do when you walk in with good posture. So that's one. Another one is allow your body to be open to others. So not constantly holding your hands in front of you, just let them hang to your side or talk with your hands. When the hands are in front, the whole body pulls in, the posture comes down, the body looks like a blob. You look 10 pounds heavier, which no one woman wants. No one wants. And also, it makes you appear smaller. And there's a physical barrier you're creating between you and the other person, so you're not looking as open to communication. And then the third one is your eyebrows. A slight lift in your eyebrows is an unspoken social cue of interest. So when you're talking to, now I'm not saying raising them super high so you look crazy surprised. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just a slight lift in the eyebrows as you are making eye contact with someone when you're talking with them. So now you're reflecting out you're interested, which then in turn is going to get them to reflect that back to you.
Love it. That's wonderful. Thank you for those great tips. Just, you know, nice things to have in the back of our mind as we're walking into an event, just to remind ourselves of, and as you mentioned earlier, to build that muscle, build that habit, right, of just having that
natural. Yeah. Right, because then it does look and, even more importantly, feel natural.
Yes.
So that way it feels good when you're doing it.
Right, right, because that's important. You don't want, if you feel uncomfortable, people are most likely feeling that as well.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's learning to put this into the body mechanism, into the body default, so then it does become a natural part of how you interact with people instead of feeling awkward and weird.
Right, which is so important because it makes them feel awkward and weird as well. So
exactly, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Kirsten. Thank you so much for all the wonderful words of wisdom and brilliance that you shared with us. So Sandy did bring up some questions that we wanted to address, make sure we address, but I just want to make sure we circle back with that if there's anything else you wanted to add in terms of how people can keep in touch with you, how they can work with you. You gave your website. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd want to say about other opportunities to engage with you that our listeners might be interested in and want to follow up on?
Yeah, so again, my website is kerstinoshields.com, KerstinOshields.com. And you can always, there's a contact page there, so you can always get a hold of me there. There is some information. I have workshops that are going to be coming up a little bit later in the summer and in the fall. So I would love to put you, anybody who is interested, to include you in my newsletter so you'll get information on upcoming events. And I do have available doing introduction sessions, again, for $149. So people can either call me or email me through the website to set up one of those. And I also do workshops for companies and corporate offices. For those who are interested, you can also contact me to have me come in and actually do a workshop for your particular company. So not just for the individual, but I do team workshops to help with team communication and getting the interaction to be very concise, clear, and create a system of excellence within the teams. So please feel free to contact me. And again, if you'd like to be on the newsletter or introductory session, you can contact me through the website.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Those are all great ways to engage with you. And again, we'll have this replay on our Exceptional Connections Networking website that people can have access to, gain access to, and be able to listen to over and over again. I'm looking forward to doing so myself. I've been taking notes, but I'm definitely going to want to listen to the replay a couple times and fill in my notes, so I want to offer that to others as well. So again, thank you so much, Kirsten. I really appreciate you being on our call and taking time to engage with our May Exceptional Connections community. We just love you to be able to come back, and I've got some ideas for possibly you and I working together going forward as well.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you again for having me. I truly appreciate it. It's been a joy.
Oh, you're welcome. For us, too. So before I end this call, I just want to kind of put out there that we have an upcoming Exceptional Connections event on Tuesday, June 13th, with our luncheon speaker, Carol Stanley. We host these events the second Tuesday of every month at the Mazatlan Restaurant in Woodinville. And to reserve your seating for this event, go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com. Click on the events tab and then the drop down for networking luncheon. And then you can just click on the radio tab to register for our upcoming event. I will let you know that our events do sell out regularly, and actually they have for the last 4 years. So I encourage you to reserve the early bird pricing and your seat while they're available. I'll just one more thing to add, but wait, there's more. We're excited to share that we opened registration for our first educational summit, powered by Exceptional Connections Networking, at our third educational series with Jeff Wagner this last Tuesday. And so we will be featuring our esteemed educational speakers from our past educational series, along with upcoming series speakers on Friday, October 20th. So carve that date on your calendar, and it's going to be a 9-to-5 event. We're looking for the venue. but I've already secured our speakers. Sales maven Nikki Rausch will be sharing, along with brand boss Leslie Aiken from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Jeff Wagner, who is just our speaker for our third educational series, will be flying in from Texas. Debbie Page, you know, our local town girl, former executive managing director of eWomen and two-time managing director of the year, and many more. So super excited about this opportunity. So grab your seat at our educational summit, as you will not want to miss out on a full day of skill shops with world-class trainers, exhibitors, exceptional connectors, and more. So the educational summit, early bird ends on July 18th. You can contact me, Cindy Dady, at cindy@exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com. And I'll email you the link to register, or you can go directly to ecn-educational-summit2017.eventbrite.com, or I'll make it even easier for you. Just go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, click on the Events tab, click on Educational Series, and the link for the upcoming summit and information will be there as well. So I'll just close with, this is Memorial Day weekend here, so this Memorial Day is a time to remember those who have sacrificed, to honor those who courageously have given their lives for our freedom, and to thank those who bravely serve and fight today. My son has been in the Air Force for the past 4 years and actually separated from the military in 16 now, and he's in the Air National Guard right now serving in Montana on fire service. And so Memorial Day is near and dear to my heart with my son being in the military. And so just want to wish everybody a safe, fun, relaxing Memorial Day weekend. I personally will be in my happy place, digging in the dirt and planting my garden, now that spring has officially arrived in the Pacific Northwest. So wishing you the best, and Kirsten, any parting thoughts before we close here today?
Yes, I would love to share that you have the joy, you have the power, you have the grace, and the ability to show up with all of those every single day. And just remember, it is a choice. And I encourage you to show up with your greatness and shine that on to others, to encourage them to do the same thing every single day and in everything you do.
Beautiful. Beautiful parting words. So wish
you
and your family, Kirsten, the very best this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you've just been traveling, speaking, been out of town, come back in town, and now we have Memorial Day weekend. But just really appreciate you so much. Thank you for blessing our Exceptional Connections community and now being able to put this on a recording. So this will be on our Exceptional Connections website. If you go to speakers and click down, we now have a tab, and you can access all the recordings and replays of our past Exceptional Connection speakers and their bonus calls. So thank you all very much. Goodbye. Anybody want to say goodbye? I'm in.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.